Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to 15 Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Miss Ricky R. Jones. You could have been anywhere this Wednesday night, and you chose to be with me, so I truly, truly appreciate it. Those of you who have been following 15 Minute Conundrum and Hannah Footprints, thank you, as always, for your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For those of you, this is your first time being on air with me. Welcome. The phone number to call in is 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. Press the number 1 if you want to join the conversation. For those of you who are listening online, you can hit me up on Facebook, and that's Ricky Jones, or Hannah Footprints page. You can shoot me an instant message so that you can get your comments and your questions in. As always with the 15-minute conundrum, this is how it usually goes. The conundrum is basically a question or a problem, okay? And usually the question or problem comes about with me through music, through conversations that I'm having with people, things that are going on in society, what have you. So tonight is no different. Tonight's conundrum is a combination. It started off with a conversation that I had with some lovely people over the weekend that I met for the first time, and shouts out to all of them. They knew who they are, had a wonderful time. And then also the conversation continued and kind of picked up from all the events that are going on with Bruce Jenner finally, you know, doing his thing and having his surgery and things of that nature, and calling himself Caitlin. So tonight's conundrum is kind of a combination of different things. It's the conversation that I had over the weekend and plus what's going on. So without further ado, let's get into the conundrum. So whether I am Bruce or Caitlin, gay or straight, polyamorous or monogamous, so in other words, for those of you who are not necessarily sure, if I'm a hoe or if I'm having sex with one person on a regular basis, if I'm sexing a whole bunch of people or sexing one person, if I'm a Buddhist or Christian, if I'm okay in my own skin, what in the hell is your problem? Actually, I had what the TF, what the flip. I really won't drop the F-bomb, maybe a little later, but I won't drop it just yet. But why the hell do you have a problem with what I'm doing? All right, so I'll start with the conversation. And by the way, the phone number is 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723, and if you want to join in the conversation, make sure that you press the number 1. Okay, so before we even get into the whole with Bruce Jenner and everything else, let's just go back to the conversation that I was having on this past weekend. So I had gone to a wonderful play, absolutely fantabulous, fantastic, wonderful play. Shout out to the folks who I saw, and it was just really, really great, really great. So I was fortunate to be able to go to the after party. You know how people say, oh, after the show is the after party. Well, I was fortunate to go hang out with some of the actors afterwards. And what I found to be really cool was that, you know, we had a chance to talk about different things. And part of the conversation we were having is, you know, people being happy in their own skin. You know, the type of people that you like to date, the type of people that you like to be around, things of that nature. So we were talking about, if you're happy in your own skin, then why, you know, why aren't you, you know, why are people worried about it? So we were talking about, I like to do certain things. Like, I like to have a glass of wine. I, you know, I'm very voluptuous in my size, and I look cute in the things that I put on, and I'm happy with that. You know, certain men like a certain type of woman. You know, there are some men out there who like to take care of women, and I mean take care of them. Get women who haven't been used to a whole lot, and they like to expose them to the different things, you know, culture, art, things of that nature. Those are the kind of women that they, you know, the dress-up. I call them a dress-up doll. But if you like it, I love it. But we were talking about how people get so bent out of shape about what people like, what their preferences are. And why is it any of your flipping business? If the person likes who they like, as long as it's not hurting them, why do you care? So that was the kind of conversation that started. Then we have this whole thing with Bruce Jenner becoming Caitlyn. Well, we already knew that he was in transformation. We already knew that he was, and you have to excuse me, on remote, but we already knew that he was in transformation. We knew that he was doing things that were going to be different. So why should it have been any surprise that he came out and he became Caitlyn? And it's amazing how we all knew this was coming. And people were talking about, oh, we should help him out, and he should try to figure out who he is and what he's doing. Well, clearly, he's happy in who he is. He knows who he is because he's given himself a name. So why are you worried about what he's doing? Why are you thinking that you have to suggest to him that what he's doing is wrong and who he wants to be is wrong? Who are you? Who the heck are you to do all of that? Why are you worrying about if he wants to wear heels, if he wants to get boobs? Why do you care? Is he going into your closet and wearing your bra? Is he asking to wear your heels? Why do you care? Why do you even care? So that's the conundrum. It's the same thing. If you have, you know, we get into religion. You have people who are different religions, different ideologies. Why is your ideology different? Why should I say different? Why is your ideology better than mine? You know what I mean? Why is that different? If you like having long services and even long sermons, and you feel as though when you go in you have you get what you need, your spiritual fulfillment, knock yourself out. If you happy, I love it. Why should I worry about it? And that's the whole thing with tonight's coming. Like, why the hell do you worry about other people and what they're doing? And you should be worried about yourself. And also in the discussion we talked about, you know, the whole with gay and lesbian rights and everything else. And I'm a firm believer in if anybody wants to be married, they should have the right to be married. If people want to have the right to designate somebody as in charge of their estate or in charge of what goes on with them, knock yourself the hell out. Everybody should deserve to find happiness and love and a binding contract wherever, however it comes. If it's two women, two men, a man and a woman, who cares? If you're happy in your own damn skin, why does everybody else need to worry about it? 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723 is the call-in number. If you want to get in on this commentary, by all means, press the number one. So, not even just that. Let's talk about relationships, you know, people being in relationships. And not even just relationships. I never subscribe to the whole thing of if a person likes to sleep around, first of all, there's their business. Where it becomes a problem to me and everything that anybody does, the only time it becomes a problem is if they become a danger to somebody else. So if you have somebody who is sexually active and they're sleeping with Lottie Dottie and every flipping body, why do I care? I don't have to name them a hoe. I don't have to name him a dog. I don't have to call her a whore. That's just something they like to do, because let's talk about it. I mean, for real, sex is a beautiful thing. Why shouldn't it happen as much as you can get it? Because at some point in time, the older you get, I know they have pills and stuff, but at some point in time, hell, you might not be able to get it anymore. So, I mean, shit, while you got it, you might as well get it. So if you have somebody who likes to have it on a regular basis, who am I to worry about what they're doing? Now, if they have it on a regular basis and it's safe, why do I care? And they're going for the annual checkup, or they're going to get their different blood work done. Why do I care? Now, where it becomes a problem is if you have somebody who's sleeping with Lottie Dottie and every flipping body, and they're not getting tested. Hell, they're not even doing simple things like washing their hair. Simple as wash your ass after you have sex. Then that becomes a problem. Then I have to say, oh, well, I have to speak out against it. When you're part of an epidemic, or you know, you're just not being hygienic, okay. So then I might have to say, listen, all your whoremongering that you're doing is a little too much. All the wives that you are taking is just a little too much, especially when all of your wives are having babies and you're not taking care of not near another one of them, and my taxpayer checks got to take care of everything. Okay, then maybe I can see my mouth being open. But if he wants to be married, if in his culture he could be married to 16 wives, so the hell what? Go on about you doing what you do. He's a happy man. Long as he's happy and the wives are happy, who the hell cares? If you're in an open relationship, if you're in a relationship where you and your mate decide y'all can date other people and have sex with other people for as long as, you know, everybody's protected and everybody gets tested, so the hell what? Go bang your brains out for all I care. Every day, all day. Who cares? That's what I'm talking about. If you're happy in your own doggone skin, why in the Sam hell are y'all worried about what the hell is going on? And I know what you're saying. Well, Ricky, do people have morals? And it's all about having moral and ethics. Okay. Now I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate. What are morals based on? What are ethics based on? According to who? Who sets out these morals? Who sets out these ethics? And how are your morals better than my morals? My belief system, again, if my belief system says one thing, what makes your belief system better than mine? What makes mine better than yours? Right? 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. Press the number one. Oh, we got a Facebook hit. Okay, so the answer, all right, thank you, from one Facebook. Morals are based on what people believe as far as faith and God's laws. Okay, I'm not discounting that, and I'm not going against you. I'm not saying God is wrong. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just asking the question. And for people who have a belief in a higher being, whether they call him God, Buddha, whatever, or even if they don't even call him a him, they call it a her, whatever. If you have your own belief system, again, we're going to go with the whole thing is, how are you taking your belief in your creator, your maker, whoever you believe is higher than you, and imposing that on me? If I don't subscribe to your faith, if I don't subscribe to your creator, why am I wrong? Okay? You have people who are atheists who don't believe in God. You have people who are pragmatists who believe in just the practicality of everything. You have people who believe in just the science of everything. Why are they wrong? Have you ever asked a person who believes in Scientology or who believes, who's an atheist, have you ever said, are you unhappy with your faith and your belief? Chances are they're probably going to tell you, hell no, and get the hell out of my face. They are probably very much happy with what they're doing. So why are you worried about it? Why are you worried about if they're happy? Why do you think you have to put your impression upon them? Like, that's not your job. That's not why you're here. I'm a firm believer in we're all here for a purpose. And our purpose doesn't always have to be to change the whole doggone world to believe what we believe, because that's not how it goes. You're supposed to me, do right, treat people right, and keep it pushing. So that at the end of the day, you have done all that you that you're required to do in this world. But I know a few saying, no, it's more than that. Some of you believe that you have to convert people. And going back to this whole Bruce Jenner thing, it was amazing. It's been amazing to read some of the commentary that people have had about it. You know, some people are like, well, we have to encourage him and people like him to be happy with themselves. Well, hello, hello, isn't that the whole point? Isn't the whole point of why people come out of the closet, why people profess what they profess, so that they can have the freedom to be comfortable in expressing what they believe in and how they feel? Isn't that the whole purpose of why they get into what they get into? I mean, come on, isn't it? So to say that you want to encourage this person to be comfortable in his own skin is like, well, isn't that oxymoronic? Because last time I checked, He looks like he is happier than a pig in slop. He looks wonderful, she looks wonderful, and she's getting deals, and she's making money, and who the hell cares? Because at the end of the day, guess what? I'm not getting any of her money, and she's not sleeping in my bed. Hello? I'm going to say that again. At the end of the day, I'm not getting any of her money, and she's not sleeping in my bed. So why in the world would I be worried about what she's doing? Okay? So talking more about folks with relationships and being happy in your skin. And it's the same thing, not even just relationships. Let's even talk about this ideology of what's beautiful. You know, we have these different campaigns. One of the campaigns, they're talking about women loving their curves. Well, and I know that there are people who do the fat shaming and all that kind of stuff. And I'm always a firm believer in people who do fat shaming wish, they secretly desire to know what it's like to be a certain size and to see how that feels. And there's a secret desire for something there that I've always been a firm believer in that. And for the people who, you know, and these campaigns, oh, well, don't fat shame people and don't do this and do that. Listen, if somebody likes to eat a whole bunch of cakes, I love red velvet cake. I love rice. There's certain things I just love to eat. I love to eat. I love the fact that genetically I'm supposed to be around about a 16. Now, granted, am I a little unhealthy in my weight? Yes, I am. Do I still look good? Heck yeah, I sure enough do. Those of you who've seen my pictures on Instagram, you don't have to agree with me. I think I look very nice, even in my voluptuousness. Now, do I need to tone up? Of course I do. Why? Because it's a healthier thing to do. I can feel it. I know I need to be a little bit healthy, so fine. But do I love my curves? I never forgot a family member had said to me years ago, because when I was younger, I was, you know, slender. And then when I started kind of developing into who I was supposed to be and my body type and all of that, they complained about, you know, me being a certain size. And I think at the time, I might have just gotten into being a 14 or a 16. And the rest of the family were certain sizes. And I had to say to this particular family member, park your brakes. Do I not look nice in the clothes that I put on? And they said, yes. I said, okay. Do I not smell clean every time that you come around me? You know, my twat ain't stinking, my underarms not stinking, my breath don't stink, my hair is still intact. Everything smells good, right? Even under my little rolls, if I got a little pouch, all of that is clean, right? They were like, well, yeah, it is. I said, okay. So if I'm not stinking, I still look nice, I still have confidence, I'm carrying myself like a lady, you know, quote unquote, what's the problem? Well, you know, you being that size, well, what about me being the size? What's wrong with it? Because last time I checked, my mother was 5'10", and she was over 200-some-odd pounds. She didn't look it, but even in her curviness, she had beautiful legs. She had a walk that wouldn't quit. She wore her clothes well. She always looked nice. She smelled good. She looked good. What's the problem? She's never been a skinny, and I have to say to the family member, she was never a skinny person in the first place, and hell, by the look of you, you're not skinny either. So what would make you think that genetically I'm not supposed to be this way? So that's the whole thing of when people are in their own skin and they're happy, why are you worried about it? But get a life. Get a flipping life. Get a job. Get a life. Let people do and be who the heck they want to do and be and what they want to do. I just don't, a lot of that stuff I don't get. 347-826-9723. Oh, we got another Facebook fan. Thank you so much. Their comment was, you're so right, because a lot of what goes on, and the point to it, a lot of what goes on with people is their own personal struggles that they have to live with. You know, when it comes down to at the end of the day, it comes down to their own things that they have to agree with. You're right. It does come down to that self-love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's one of my lovely followers out of Ohio. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. But you do. At the end of the day, no matter what we do or what we say, it really comes down to the person being comfortable in their own skin. Because guess what? Caitlin has to look at herself. The person who has multiple wives or multiple partners, they have to look at themselves in the mirror. They have to be comfortable with who they are and what they do, the choices that they make. The person who is a size 16 or even the person who is a size 2, they have to be comfortable in what they see in the mirror. They have the self-love. If they don't have the self-love, if they're not comfortable with what they see, if they look at themselves and whatever they see, they're not happy in, then there's a problem. But if they're happy in their own flipping skin, leave them the heck alone. Leave them the heck alone. If a person is happy being a Christian and they go by exactly what it says in the Bible and they go by their prayers and their teaching, if they like to pray everywhere they go, let them be. That's their business. If you have a Hindu or a Buddhist or even a Muslim who prays in a certain fashion, if that's what they are, where they find their most freedom and their most comfort, leave them alone. Is it any of your business? No. Do what you got to do. If anything, what you should do is say, wow, that is so amazing. That is so. Now, this is just my opinion. You know, you all are by right. You all can disagree with me if you want to, and that's fine. That's the whole point of the conundrum. You can disagree with me. I don't really, I shouldn't say I don't really care, but I don't really care. That's what the whole purpose of this is, you know, to get people's thoughts and feelings. You know, if you have people who, let's talk about socioeconomics. If you have people who live in a certain socioeconomic class and they do what they do, why are you angry that they don't want to be around you? If that's what they're comfortable with and that's what they want to do, by all means, go on about your business. They're happy in their own skin. They can buy what they want to buy. They can do what they want to do. If they don't want to talk to you, they don't have to talk to you. This world is not about I got to talk to you and you got to talk to me. That's some horse, that's some bull. That's some bull. That's some crap. I know I marked this explicit. I really did. I know I marked this explicit because I also kept in mind that maybe some of you guys wanted to call in and have your commentary. That's really why I made it explicit, because I'm really not going to try to curse that much, because I know we still have, I have to keep in mind, even though these are my opinions and my thoughts, I also have to keep in mind that I do have people who are very faithful and very supportive, and there are going to be times where I will offend them, but I'm not going to offend them all the way over to the end of time. You know, just, that's just not going to be that way. And then truly, going back to this whole thing of what we're talking about, those folks who do follow me and they already know how this show goes, they know how Hannah Footprint goes, those people who are truly offended and over to the point where they don't want to be bothered with me, they really didn't understand how comfortable I am in my own skin. So, you know, that is what it is right there. But you have people who subscribe to believing in their own type of, I guess, I don't want to call it racism, but their own type of belief of they only believe in their own little circle. That's who it is in the circle. Now, if they don't want to meet other people outside of the circle, okay, granted, it could limit them and the possibilities they can have, but if that's what they like, God darn it, I love it. You go on about your business, because some people I don't need to meet anyway. Some people I don't need to know their acquaintance. I don't even need to know their flipping name, okay? I could care two kitties. I don't care. You go on about your business. I know who I am. I'm comfortable in who I am, and it is what it is. Okay, in your circle of friends, you know, you always have a circle of friends of, you always have, and it's been my experience, in a circle of friends, you have one person who will criticize or question what you do. Now, technically, they're not really a friend. They're just in the circle. But it always seems that that person is hooked up with a friend of a friend who's really closer to you than you are to that person. But you're going to have people in your circles who are doubtful and questionable and things of that nature. And every once in a while, you have to remind them, listen, this ain't your doggone skin. Don't worry about it. Your friends, everybody is on a different journey. Everybody is taking a different path. I may not be comfortable with the path that you're taking. And guess what? It's okay for me not to be comfortable with the path you're taking, because, hell, it's not my path. It's your path. You are walking on. That's why I call it your life and my life. Now, if we're trying to build a path and we're trying to walk on a certain journey together, then okay, then it has to be some compromise. I can see where you can put your two cents in, and you both said that you want to compromise, and that's fine. But if you're on this path or whatever it is, whether it's enlightenment, self-love, your business, your family, whatever, if whatever your journey is, and if you're comfortable, if every day that you get up and you want to live your journey and you're okay living your journey, who the heck am I to tell you that your journey is not right? Who the heck am I to criticize or to even say, oh, well, I think you should do your journey this way? Now, I can give suggestions. Doesn't mean that you're going to take them. If that's what you like, I love it. But you have to recognize when people are in their own skin. Going back to people, the people that they pick, if you're a woman or you're a man who likes to pick women who haven't been exposed to a whole lot and you have, and if you want to share what you've been exposed to and they're open and receptive, who am I to, and you're comfortable with that, who am I to say anything to you? But the moment that you start complaining about it, that's when I have to open up my mouth. And I think that's really where it comes to, where we should have our mouths open. In the moment or the instant that somebody doesn't want to be monogamous or somebody doesn't want to be a whoremonger or somebody doesn't want to be a certain religion or doesn't want to be a particular sexual orientation or whatever the case may be, whenever that moment arises that they're not happy in their choice that they've made or the path that they're on, and they verbalize it to you. If today, you know, Caitlin's out there and Caitlin is dressed, and then tomorrow Caitlin says, I hate being a woman, okay, then I'm going to put my 2 cents and 5 nickels into it. Then what was the point? When people become not comfortable in their own skin, I think that's the only time that you should open up your mouth to even have a commentary, to even say anything. If they open the door for you to be in there and they bring you in into the conversation, then put your 2 cents and 5 nickels in. Other than that, shut the hell up. Keep your mouth to yourself. Keep your opinions to yourself, because guess what? They are just like assholes. Everybody has them. Everybody's allowed to have them. It's what you choose to do with them, whether you choose to lay it out on the line or you just want to keep it on the toilet. But, you know, you just, if somebody is out there and they introduce you and they bring you into their journey and they talk about how they feel about their journey, and if you want to get into that, then fine. But other than that, if it has nothing to do with you, if it's not impacting you, if it's not putting you in harm's way, if it's not putting you in danger, then shut up, mind your own doggone business. Find your own path. If anything, you should say, wow, I wonder how they came to that peace, how they came to that part where they were comfortable in their own skin. Because just in case you're not, because, you know, really, when we start looking into other people's lives, we really have to look back at ourselves, and we have to take a look at our own doggone mirror to really see if you're comfortable in your own doggone life. Because if I have time to say something to you, clearly, I'm not paying attention to my own path, and I'm paying attention to what I see in the mirror, because I have too much time worrying about you. We should get selfish. We really should become very selfish. And when I say by selfish, I know some of you all say, oh, Rick, really? No, when we become selfish, you have to maintain what's going on with you. You have to care about what the heck that you're doing, not what anybody else is doing. If anything, you should applaud somebody who is comfortable at being a size 22 and they're healthy and they're happy. If you want to see somebody, and I know this is going to stretch, but if somebody is sliding down the poles and that's how they're making their money and they enjoy it, because it takes a lot to slide down the pole. Everybody can't do it. If they're enjoying it and they're comfortable with it and they're not complaining about it, mind your damn business. Let them go ahead and do what they're going to do. Because at the end of the day, all we have is ourselves, and all we can worry about is ourselves. Now, look at that. Our time is just about gone. If you have any comments, commentary, questions, I can be reached at themsrikkijones@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, both under Ricky Jones and Hannah Footprints. You can also hit me up on Google+. Lord willing, we'll do this again next week. Let's keep the conversation going. And when you pass by a mirror, see if you like what you see. And if you like what you see in the mirror and you're happy in your own skin, God bless you and keep that pushing. If anything you want to try to say to people, be happy in their own skin. That's the encouragement that you need to give people. Lord willing, we'll do this again next week.
I'll see you guys this Saturday on Hand and Footprints, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. June is dedicated to the men, and we have some great men coming on. All right, guys, that's it. I will see you all next week.